out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know if anybody this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting. Purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Wednesday, everybody. Yes, it's Wednesday. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast. A wee little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, or crabdiving.com, however, whenever, wherever, whatever you're wearing, whatever you're eating, whatever you're drinking, etc., while you're listening to us. We appreciate the tap dance and fuck out of it. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours. Lots to talk about in politics, news, and bullshittery. Republican assholery.
I'm here.
Alex Jones is here too. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and welcome to the Crab Diving Podcast, where I fucked my lineup.
Oh,
we
want to
relay
rewind?
News of the evil empire.
It's lots going on. There's still I've already forgotten his name, Rooney or something like that. Representatives from here in Floridia, in the down here on the dangling penis of the United States, and he's the one who called yesterday for a purge of the FBI.
Oh my God, he sounded insane.
Yeah, he got kind of shredded on the CNN today, where you ask these guys where's the evidence? Evidence do you have that there's been any bias? What about this one guy? What about this other guy? Well, they were both removed from the investigation.
But in that interview, he says that he doesn't have a problem with the FBI.
Oh, no.
But he wants to purge it.
Well, yes.
So
he doesn't have a problem with the Bible-waving Republican fascists in the FBI.
Okay.
He just wants to make sure that anything that sniffs of that Negro Obama,
God damn,
is purged out of the FBI.
My Lord.
Look at you getting all...
My Lord.
All Jesus-y.
Well, my Lord that doesn't exist, and he's everybody's Lord. I worship sharks.
What is this? Oh, that's Morning Zoo.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. Deep within the Bible Belt.
Anyway.
The 69th caller gets a free Flobee. Remember those little vacuum cleaner?
The thing you cut your hair by yourself?
Yeah, it sucks your hair
vacuum
in.
Vacuum?
Right.
Picks it up so you don't have to sweep it up and shit?
Right.
I'm surprised there weren't Flobee salons started.
Well, I mean, that was the point. You don't need a Flobee salon because it was a DIY thing. I mean, you just fucking do it yourself.
I'm sure it looks great.
No, it cuts everything evenly.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out, you can buy shit through our Crab Diving Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Pick up those post-holiday gifts, big-time sales and shit.
Big time.
And when you return the ugly sweater you got from Grandma,
yes,
you can use that cash to buy shit over at Amazon. Helps us out. Doesn't cost you fuck all, just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. And thanks, hugs to those who have.
Right. Thank you so much for buying your shit through our portal. It keeps the lights on here at Crab Diving Enterprises.
It does. Keeps Kate in food.
All right.
We can see what's going on in the headlines. The chilly for those that live in No Flow.
No Flow.
It's a chilly day here.
No Flow.
Chilly day here in the winter.
That is such a fucking... Does anybody say that here? I mean, does any... I've never...
Well, I do.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. It just sounds weird.
I care not.
Right.
About what other people say or think.
Right.
Especially here in Bible Central.
It's a little... Yeah. I was just wondering if you picked that up here or did you make it up yourself?
Well, because I used to say in SoCal...
I know you don't care. I don't care either.
I used to say SoCal.
Right.
So in order to have something to say here.
Right. No, that makes sense. I get it.
I want to shorten that shit up. Save
No Flow.
Save a syllable or two.
Right.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, December 27th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Since when does your no mean yes?
Jeez. I don't know.
You said you wouldn't do it. You just did it.
What happened to Glenn Beck?
He's no longer the prettiest at the prom anymore.
Is he even at the prom?
Well, a little bit, but he started to go a little sane.
Yeah.
So he lost his luster, and shit with Alex Jones and Breitbart and WND and all those other shit rags out there.
Yes.
Really, Glenn Beck had to either step up his game or I think he chose poorly. He decided to go sane.
Why would you
be anti-Trump? Claim moral high ground.
Right. I don't get it. It's weird.
I don't either.
I mean, God, step up. Just jump on that victim train. That's what Donald Trump does. Get some of that victim, GOP bullshit victimization. There's a war on white people. Blah, blah, blah. It's weird.
The headline over to the commie pinko liberal.
Hey, fate.
HuffPost.
Wee-wee.
Says, report. Russia probe eyes RNC voter targeting.
Yes.
Interesting photograph of Mr. Mueller.
Right.
Robert Mueller, the special counsel and apparent dick drizzle of Satan.
Oh, absolutely. A liberal cuck, no less.
Oh, sure.
Even though he's not a liberal, he's a fucking conservative.
The whole FBI apparently is just a bunch of mincing liberals. Lefties
traipsing
around with eating granola and shit.
Oh, yeah. And you know, what do they think?
Converting each other to homosexuality.
Ooh. And when they appointed him as special counsel, everybody loved it. They loved it.
Oh,
they
sure.
said he's the perfect guy, but what did
Newt.
They... Yeah, what
Newt
did they
Gingrich.
Think, though? What did they think? This guy, with all this integrity, was going to just not really look into this and kind of phone it in?
They saw another Republican and figured he was just like them.
Nah.
Ethics-free, integrity-free.
Right.
Mueller probe outgrows its witch hunt phase is a from Michael Isikoff over at the Yahoo News.
Yes. Witch hunt phase. What is that? Does that imply that there was a witch hunt phase?
Well, I think it's beyond any semblance of being called that is what the Michael Isikoff's point
okay,
is.
I
that
see.
They're still going to call it that, but they have utterly no 0.0 basis for it now. I've got a different version of this story here.
You know, if the RNC is dirty and they were giving info to the Russians, I could get why the Republicans would want to call this a witch hunt the same way Trump does. They're scared.
Right. It says the special counsel has opened up a new direction in the probe of the Trump campaign ties to Russia.
Yes.
And appears to be more bad news for the blessed son-in-law, Jared Kushner.
No.
Mueller and his team have apparently begun questioning the RNC, the Republican National Committee.
Losers.
Has been questioning staffers over there recently about the GOP's campaign data operation.
Right. So you know where this is going. You know they were fucking giving bullshit to the Russians.
Well, I think the point is that they think that well, Kushner was ultimately in charge of data and social media for the campaign or something like that.
Was
I guess.
He the late liaison between the campaign and the RNC?
Kind of. I don't know about that, but right. he was kind of in charge of their data, and the suspicion is somebody was directing the Russians as to who to target,
right,
on social media.
Because how else would they know,
right? Two sources say that Mueller's team is examining whether the RNC, Trump campaign data operation managed by Jared Kushner,
Jesus,
was related to activities of Russian trolls and bots aimed at influencing American dummies.
Damn.
I mean, voters, excuse me.
Oh, God.
The investigators are trying to figure out this Cambridge Analytica. This is that fucking Republican data firm that is owned or partially owned by the Mercers.
Oh, my God.
The evil Christo-fascist billionaire dickwads, Robert and I don't know what his stupid daughter's
Some
name
fucking
is.
Oligarchs.
The two of them are the big contributors to all this bullshit.
I mean, it makes sense. The Republicans are like, God, we've got these dumb fucking voters. Russia has this amazing social media gulag spy operation. We could give them bullshit stories, tell them who to send it to.
Yeah.
And win this election because people are stupid.
The Mercers are particularly odious and scary because they're I mean, take a Koch brother and grab a big barrel full of Jesus and ram it up their ass.
Ooh,
and that's
yes.
that's a Mercer. The Mercers are terrifying,
right.
Bible wielders.
And so they can probably justify doing heinous shit like this, right? Reaching out to the Russians,
yeah.
Whatever.
I think the Kochs are not as Jesus-y. I think the
right.
Kochs are just greedsters of megalithic proportion.
They want to bury all their money in. They want to bury all their money with them when they die, and meanwhile everybody else can fucking starve and bleed out.
Well, they want to leave it to their crotch spawn.
Oh yeah,
who've done utterly nothing except be remora on the testicles of the society.
You're a parasite.
Company CEO, the CEO of Cambridge Analytica, Alexander Nix.
Okay.
It's like Nixon without the un.
Oh, okay.
Reached out to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in 2016 in June, seeking access to emails purportedly stolen from Hillary Clinton.
God damn it.
Trump Jr. was hoping to get these emails from a Russian attorney during a meeting during the same month. So they're trying to get these emails.
Why would they want the Hillary emails, the Trump campaign?
Because it's a big smoking gun of her killing everybody.
Apparently, they thought there would be something incriminating in the emails that would shed some light on this Benghazi thing or,
and,
you know, whatever.
The Trump Foundation. It's so funny that Don Jr. talks about corruption with Trump with hitting the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah.
When the Trump Foundation has been brought down by the Attorney General of New York for shenaniganry and is currently being investigated for, like, fraud.
They're not allowed to operate.
The Clinton Foundation, you can go online and see all of their books.
Wow, that's weird. But they're the corrupt ones.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Representative Eric Swalwell of California, who's on the House Intelligence Committee, said, quote, just from what's been made public, and he's privy to what ain't been made public.
Right.
Just from what's been made public, it's pretty clear the Trump campaign and family were willing and eager to work with the Russians. They showed almost no restraint in engaging with the Russians to see what they had to offer on their opponent. Remember, I love it.
Yeah, they're shameless. They love it.
He says it was a whatever it takes mentality.
God damn.
They say Kushner is being his contacts with the Russian ambassador, Kremlin link bankers,
yeah,
are being probed.
Probed. Whatever it takes.
And after the election, he said that he brought in Cambridge Analytica to micro-target persuadable voters through social media.
So Cambridge Analytica had the information, and it would give the targeting information maybe to Russia.
That's the what they're investigating.
God.
Because they said somebody had to, the Russian targeting seemed too insider. There's no way that they could say, well, let's go after this county in Wisconsin. Let's go after this county, white people in Pennsylvania. Let's go after these idiots down in Florida or whatever.
But, you know, I mean, I always thought that if that was part of their intelligence community, like, why wouldn't they know that shit? You know, wouldn't they be?
I don't think they would
part
be
of their
that into the
yeah
micro data of American elections.
Yeah,
without having you know stolen or gotten
God
it from somewhere.
Damn.
So, the
DNC is very corrupt, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, fuckheads, you hypocrites.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo, is that the no longer can it be called a witch hunt, even though they are, and they still will. The Republicans call it a witch hunt because we've got a bunch of indictments. There's another story that broke today about Manafort. You remember him.
Oh, yeah. Little Paulie Manafort.
Got some work done. Maybe a tan.
Oh, God, dude. The guy's
dyed hair, pinky rings.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't there a report that Trump, when he was mad at him that one time, was like, I know guys like you with your skin and your hair.
Yeah, you.
Well, right. That's
He's
what's funny.
You, you
I know guy. Guys like you.
Look in the mirror, fucknut. Oh, my God. It's like the biggest shitheads got hold of our country.
So this is over to the Daily Beast.
Yes.
Betsy Woodruff all there had a scoop yesterday last evening that Robert Mueller is looking into another indictment or set of indictments against Manafort.
Okay.
Quote, having had conversations with numerous former Justice Department officials and legal experts, folks expect for Mueller to hand down what's called a superseding indictment.
Super.
When a prosecutor essentially says, here's a new indictment that includes everything from before, but here's some extra.
What else was this fucking guy up to?
All right.
I mean, Jesus.
She says that she was told it's because the initial Manafort indictment, there was a lot of detail that didn't amplify or support the specific charges, particularly on tax questions.
Okay.
They're looking into dicey financial dealings that he and Rick Gates were involved in. That's his chief of staff.
Right.
Questionable absences of financial information on tax forms. Hmm. Oh. The stuff missing. Gosh, I must have forgotten to fill that part in.
How dirty is the GOP? I mean, my fucking God. And the nerve. Hillary's going to, if she gets elected, she's going to serve her first term from jail. Did you know that?
Well, you know,
fuck off.
I think it was a tweet from spokesgoblin Sarah Huckabee Sanders that didn't age well for her because she went after Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
I think it was right after Comey put out that letter that fucked Hillary.
Yes.
Who
seems so ridiculous and inconsequential now, doesn't it?
And they, but Hillary questioned the FBI and Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeted out something to the effect of, if you have to attack the FBI for something you're being investigated for or something like that.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's like she wrote it against Trump. And I'm sure if you confront her on it, oh, well, it's a different situation. They're going blah, 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 blah.
I mean, you know, but the thing is, I don't know who that matters to. It doesn't matter to his base, you know, I guess. Do they care? Hey, mouth breathers, do you give a fuck about that?
Well, the thing is, he can't win with his base.
No, you can't.
I mean, he needs others that have as far as all the polls are showing, right. fled. Yeah. Fled the orange building. He can have his screaming torchbearers, right. his tiki torch wavers, but that ain't enough. Even evangelicals, a few of them are like, I don't know.
God damn, imagine, what do you got to do to piss off the evangelicals? I mean, they'll hang with any heinous Republican. They don't give a shit. Well,
apparently there's 2 or 3% of them that actually were upset about the Roy Moore thing. Who actually thought, well, maybe, you know, a serial child predator may not be the best choice.
Wasn't fictional Jesus, or just Jesus, wasn't Jesus into kids? Not like in the way Roy Moore is, but wasn't he, did he say, bring me your little children, bring me the, you know, I'll take care of the kids or some bullshit like that? Not, I'm going to rape them.
I don't know.
I'm not going to rape all the children.
Well, didn't they point out that Mary was a teenager and Joseph was older?
Shit. Damn.
So God's got to be okay.
Justification.
Joseph was out hanging out at the football games in Galilee, you think?
What did you say?
You think Mary was a cheerleader?
Was Jesus banned from the mall? Did you just say?
How do you say go team in Aramaic? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wee. 2 to 3% of evangelicals.
No, I was being sarcastic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it wasn't enough of them. A goddamn child molester was running for Senate in Alabama, and a lot of the GOP, that didn't bother him. Fuck it. I'm voting for him.
All right, because...
I don't care.
Because what about all the babies?
Yeah, what about them?
Concerned about the babies, but once they start hairing up...
No.
At 13 or 14, fuck them. Send them to Roy. Let them give them a cheerleader buffet.
That vagina, they don't give a fuck.
Especially if they're brown.
I mean, why do they drag their feet on that chip bullshit?
Still dragging their feet on the chip bullshit.
It doesn't make any sense.
Meanwhile, they keep swearing they're gonna re-up on the children's healthcare program, but... meanwhile,
caveats?
Right before Christmas, many families started getting letters that says, oh, by the way, your child's insurance is going away.
Merry Christmas.
Because we're running out of money.
I'm going to go play golf. Fuck you.
Yeah. It's like DACA. Yeah. Oh, we'll take care of it later. Have a great Christmas.
Yeah, undocumented people get to sit around and wonder if I'm going to be deported after the fucking holiday.
Right.
Oh, how
during
relaxing.
The holiday.
Do you enjoy your dickhead holiday, Trump, at Mar-a-Lago?
Knowing those people, they probably were like, oh, they're all going to be gathered for the holidays. Let's get them.
Oh, yeah.
Let's kick in some Christmas party doors.
You know, we should assume that they're going to do that.
Well, sure.
We should assume the worst.
Well, you see, they want to separate... infants, children, toddlers
from their families
the instant they're caught crossing the border.
Why are these
people punish them
so fucking evil?
For the only reason that they say, well, that'll be a deterrent. If they know they get caught, they're going to rip their children away from them.
Why are they coming here then? Do you think they're coming here, you dickheads? To what? Be terrorists?
Well, sure. They're rapists, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they're drug dealers. And Steve King says they got 75-pound bales of marijuana they're carrying across.
God, if you vote Republican and you believe their bullshit, you're just so fucking stupid. I don't feel sorry for you. I can't stand you. There's nothing you're doing. There's no hope for you. There's no changing the minds. They're idiots.
So that's the headline over to the HuffPo. Let's see what the drudgies are dredging up.
Yes.
Hold your breath for, you know, 2.5 minutes.
Ooh.
And maybe you have enough brain damage to appreciate the Drudge Report.
Okay. I'm dumb.
Which is taking a moment to load. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening. Please go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy some shit. We get a piece of whatever you
tweet
spend
us
there.
During the show, too, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING, and then you can sing us a message over to our Facebook page also, which is facebook.com/crabdiving. No tweets today from our POTUS.
Oh, what the fuck? Did his fingers fall off?
Well, I know he's golfing again.
Is he really?
Oh, I got that story. Yeah, second day in a row golfing after having tweeted, getting back hard to work, day after Christmas, gonna start working to make America great again.
What? He must be so good at golfing. I mean, what does he golf? I mean, we know he cheats.
Well, I think he cheats, doesn't he?
Absolutely. But I'm saying, I wonder what his score is. I don't know shit about golf because I don't know. Who fucking cares?
He's probably a decent golfer, but because he fucking plays. I hope so. And then they're like, well, he's conducting business on the golf course. And then we find out he's golfing with golf pros.
Oh, yeah. Business.
Yeah. American business.
Monkey but business.
He's not conducting American business. Right. He's probably like, you know, when I'm done with this bullshit, you can help me open a design golf courses everywhere.
He's being a big shot with these pro golfers. They're walking around. He's talking about, hey, listen, I'm going to grab everybody's pussy tonight. Then I'm going to have some gum and stick my tongue down whose ever throat I want to. Because I'm in charge, baby. Fuck you.
At least Melania knows she's safe.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Over at the Drudge Report, the headline says, cold blast heartland.
Ooh, yeah.
Chills sub-zero.
Shit.
God, I'm complaining about, what is it, like 50 outside? Yeah.
What about global warming?
It's so cold.
What about global warming, smart guy? Explain this shit.
Right. Hey, leptards.
Yeah.
Brutally cold weather will soon be refreshed as another bout of Arctic air dives through the United States, it says.
Yes.
AccuWeather. The new frigid blast will make its way from the northern plains to the eastern and southern U.S.
Fuck
Sunday
you.
Through Monday.
Wow.
Well, that means us. Southern, we're the southern U.S.
Right.
Holy shit, temperatures in Minneapolis up in Minnesota.
Fuck you.
Oh, are forecast to fall and exceed 0 degrees over the next weekend.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Bitterly cold Arctic air, they say.
God,
didn't,
man.
Was it Pittsburgh, Philly? Somebody got bitch slapped with like 5 feet of snow over the weekend
That? Pittsburgh. Hey, mom, you got to take those plants in.
I don't miss that bullshit at all.
No, me neither.
They say in Atlanta and Chicago will be the coldest New Year's Eve since 2010.
Wow.
They're predicting low single digits in Chicago.
Oh,
remember
shit.
What it was like?
Yeah.
In Chicago, when it was low single digits.
But Chicago is like L.A. in the sense that I don't look at the weather because it's just cold as shit. And you know, there comes a point where it doesn't change what you put on. You know what I mean?
Right, like, right.
I'm going to wear the same big ass coat. I'm going to wear long underwear. I'm going to wear the same fucking big boots. What more can I put on my body and walk down the fucking street in? It's just shitty. I don't know. You stop to feel it. You stop to feel it after a while. It's like, ah, okay. What's the difference between 5 and negative 10? You know?
Yeah. And then if the wind kicks up, woohoo.
Yeah.
It's, good times.
It's cold as fuck. That's it.
So those are your headlines. Apparently the Drudge Report feels that the cold weather.
Well, listen, this cold snap, important. It's just going to be like, hey, there's no global warming, you stupid idiots. That's going to be all these stories out of what's that the dickhead that used to wear the bow tie, the Daily
Fucker
Caller.
Carlson.
Yeah, the Daily Caller. It's going to have stupid fucking articles. WND, InfoWars, all these other fucking idiots. What are you laughing at?
The story at the Drudge Report. Scrolling down, shock! Enormous penis pops up in New York City.
What does that mean?
New York Post. Oh, wow, that's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 story dick on the side of a building.
Oh, shit.
A towering painting depicting a shockingly lifelike penis went up on the side of 303 Broom Street.
It's a cock attack.
In New York City.
That's funny.
Swedish street artist Carolina Falkholt took credit on Instagram for the...
Man.
Okay, this writing's funny. For the veiny behemoth, which lacks testicles, but no doubt took cojones to paint. Oh, yes. Look at them. And they said it's really getting a rise out of folks.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Jeez, wow. Those Swedes can sure draw a mean cock, you know? Congratulations.
The artist wrote, I've never heard so much laughter and seen so many happy faces behind my back when painting. Others are not so happy. One neighbor said, it's ugly. There's a lot of kids. Oh, here we go.
Oh,
what about the children?
You live in New York. You know what you say? You live in New York, you're walking around, it's like, hey, what's that? It's a big dick on the side of the building.
And about half of those kids have them.
Okay, that's a good point.
So you're supposed to be ashamed.
Yeah.
But, God, nudity, I don't understand what the thing is with nudity. Who gives a flying fuck?
And just explain to your kid, I mean, number one, what are you going to do about it? You going to erase it? I mean, it's kind of just, it's not your problem. Just tell your kid that's a penis.
Right.
Go about your fucking day.
There's a lot of kids that live in this building, in the neighborhood. It's not good for the kids. Another person says, oh, it's not offensive. It's 2017. Doesn't bother me. And they kept walking.
Again, it's a dick the size of a skyscraper. If it bothers you, what do you want anybody to do about it?
Yeah, right.
What do you think's going to happen?
It's a big veiny,
hey, listen, congratulations.
It's a big veiny red dick on the side of a building.
A big veiny dick moved into your neighborhood. It's there. It's going anywhere, dude.
And that's where they're going to pearl clutch and squeal in outrage. Meanwhile, they're stepping past homeless people, homeless veterans, kids who are out on the streets.
Oh, yeah.
Step past them and throw your outrage at a big painted dick on the side of a building.
Who
gives a fucking shit? This country's so goddamn fucked up with their
grandstanding.
Ridiculous puritanical... based on religion.
Oh, yes.
Shenaniganry, where more worried about somebody's tit popping out. The way the whole country fucking had a goddamn heart attack when Janet Jackson's big saggy boobie popped out with a little star thing on the nipple at the fucking Super Bowl.
Yep.
That was the story for weeks in this tight-ass country.
Our government got into it.
Yeah.
Our government got into it. I mean, it's insane.
Ridiculous.
Fucking, you know, fuck the FCC. They had all
nobody charged anybody, right?
Right.
I thought they tried to fine the television station, but they ended up not or something.
Nothing
like that.
Happened. Not one fucking thing.
I could be wrong.
Right.
So there you go. Over at the Drudge Report, they're worried about cold weather and big dicks on the side of buildings.
Big dicks on the side of buildings, I don't know. I think the RNC possibly handing over a bunch of data to the fucking Russians might be more of a story. That's all. I don't know.
Shock.
Yeah.
Shock. Enormous penis.
How is it, like, if it's so big, though, like, how did the person paint it? And how is it kept from the public until it was finished? I mean... you would go outside and like, oh, look, that Swedish person, she's about, well, I don't know, 3/4 of the way done with that cock. I mean, wouldn't you be able to tell what it was at some fucking point?
That's why she said people were laughing while she was painting it.
Oh, okay. How long did it take? It doesn't matter.
I don't have that information. Was there a model?
Oh, yeah. It was Anthony Weiner.
So those are the headlines. I've got other stuff to talk about. One of my favorite stories of the day, only because you know it's going to put a big cramp in the orange taint.
Taint cramp.
There's a new poll.
Yes.
Gallup.
Fuck you.
Has released their list of 2017's most admired men and women.
Okay.
Donald J. Trump.
Right.
Lost out to Barack Hussein Obama.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on.
For the 10th consecutive year, Barack Obama has been named the most admired man in America.
Yep. Well, he's awesome. I mean, you know, that's what happens when you're fucking awesome, right? Poor Trump.
It says Trump's unpopularity is holding him back.
No. Well, yeah.
The incumbent president is usually the winner, they say.
No.
But when the president is very unpopular, other well-known and well-liked people have been able to finish first. It also is a double taint twist.
Yes.
For Donnie, because for the 16th year in a row, Hillary Rodham Clinton has been named the most admired woman.
Shit. Where was Trump on the list? I swear.
He was second after Obama.
God damn.
But the office of the presidency automatically kind of probably brings a certain percentage with you.
Well, Gallup's conservative, right? They're right-leaning.
I think Gallup is middle-of-the-road-ish.
Right. I mean, that is shocking to me that he's second on the list. I mean, sure, influential. He's a president. He makes all these horrible decisions that affect our lives. I would get that. But admired. Who on this planet is admiring this idiot?
Following Trump was the Pope.
Yes.
Reverend Billy Graham. Still alive, by the way.
Right.
His children are minions of Satan.
Oh, yeah. I can't stand that guy. I mean, and his kids suck.
John McCain was on the list. Elon Musk on the list.
Wow. I know he's president, but it is shocking that he's number two. It's just,
Hillary
it floors
Clinton,
me.
After Hillary was Michelle Obama, Oprah.
Right.
And Angela Merkel.
Nine! I wonder why don't they just do it people, most admired people? It's odd that they split it up into outside and or inside fun parts, you know? It's kind of old-fashioned.
Well, yeah.
It was kind of dated.
Let's them pick two.
Yeah.
And let's them piss off a whole herd of other people.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So kudos to the Gallup poll.
Congrats, guys.
And I can't wait till Trump sees that one.
Oh, yeah.
Fake news.
He saw it.
Fake news.
He saw it. I think, Trump, you should be happy. My God, you're a racist, sexist, rapey tyrant. No, your approval ratings are in the shit tank, but you're still the second most admired person in the country. I think that's remarkable. You should be happy with that. Of course Barack Obama beat you. He's nice. He seems like a nice guy. You seem like a cock. He should be happy.
Thanks for tweeting.
Yes.
You put out a meme that said if Barack Obama cured cancer, Trump would try to repeal it or something, would try to bring it back.
Yeah, that reply is
Somebody
funny.
Said Trump is cancer.
It's a good one.
I've got a story here. Thanks for joining us, ladies and germs.
Yes.
This one, prepare the guillotines.
Oh, okay.
The electronic guillotines.
Okay.
And the virtual stockades.
Right.
Because in 2017, according to a new report over at the Bloomberg.
Suck my dick.
Bloomberg News.
Yes.
2017 was a great fucking year for rich people.
Congratulations, dick faces.
The richest people. The richest peoples.
The richest pubes.
On Earth.
Right.
Became $1 trillion richer in 2017.
Man, fuck that.
More than four times what they made last year.
You must be shitting me.
And it's all the stock market bullshit, which does not affect the rest of us.
Why?
We've had record stock for how many years now? Where's all that trickle down? Where's all that money coming from the stock market?
You got me. I'm stymied.
Well, we have to give them more tax breaks.
Oh, yeah. Suck that. Hey, those guys over there, they're $1 trillion richer. More blowjobs. Suck them off, please. You gotta be kidding me.
23% increase on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index.
What?
A daily ranking of the world's 500 richest people.
I mean, honestly, look at our country. Look at the homeless people. Can you tell me we should have billionaires? We shouldn't have billionaires, dude. I make the case for letting somebody have $1 billion.
Amazon.com Inc.'s founder Jeff Bezos added the most cash-a-roo during 2017.
Cash-a-roo.
$34.2 billion gain last year.
Man, fuck that. That's wrong. No one should have that fucking much money. Why?
Knocked Bill Gates out of the top spot, but Gates has also been donating much of his fortune to charity.
Thank you, Bill.
Including in August, when he wrote a $4.6 billion check to his charitable foundation. See, unlike Donald Trump,
right?
He donates money to, he puts money into his foundation.
Yes.
And then the foundation disperses the charitable fundage. Donald Trump raises money from other people to put into his foundation. Then he gives that money away and claims the donations as his own.
That is the ultimate in branding, right? I mean, that is disgusting.
And that's why they shut him down in New York. Yeah. That's why Eric Schneiderman, the AG in New York, shut that shit down.
I mean, if he was using his name to bring awareness to a cause and to bring money, that would be one thing. But
when you're a billionaire, you create these foundations.
Yeah.
Because you have so much money that you need to create an entity to figure out how to give it the fuck away. Right. Don figures out how to profit from it.
Yeah.
And remember, some of that money went to buying portraits of him. Remember? Oh, yeah.
Tebow's
fucking football helmet from college.
And then they'd have a fucking charity ball at one of his fucking golf courses, and the golf course would build a fucking charity, right? Is it
shenanigans?
Oh my god!
But it was other people's money. Congratulations, you donated $20,000 that you donated went to buy a 6-foot oil painting of Donald Trump to hang somewhere.
Hey, dickheads who think our country should be ran like a business, okay. That's how you feel. So you wanted to elect a business guy to run the country. Why in the fuck did you elect the shittiest business guy that inherited all his money? That had he not touched his money, he would have more money than he'd have now. Yeah, he cheated. Why would you? Why this guy? Why not elect Bill Gates?
Dumb.
You're idiots. You're fucking idiots.
Jeff Bezos' net worth topped $100 billion at the end of November.
God.
George Soros.
Yes.
Apparently not as high on the list. You know, it costs a lot to pay every single one of these protesters that show up on the streets.
Right.
Also gave away a substantial part of his fortune. His family, over the past several years, has given over $18 billion.
That's fucking awesome.
His Open Society Foundations, and he is now number 195 on the Bloomberg ranking with a net worth of $8
billion. Oh, shit.
By the end of trading on Tuesday the 26th, the 500 top billionaires controlled $5.3 trillion.
Oh, my God, man. Why, you know, it's so funny. The American people, we're just suckers. We're just suckers. I mean, when you hear that tax scam that came out, the fucking vile GOP and Schittler passed, it's like,
that number will get better.
We're suckers.
Right.
Why do I give a fuck about those guys getting richer? God, if you got $1 billion in the bank, you don't need anything.
Correct.
And it's like, it's like one of those things, like, what do you get a billionaire for Christmas? Oh, okay, Don figured it out. You fucking make his wealth increase by 20%. Yeah. Shit, wow.
$1 million, 3 or 4% interest is 30 or 40 grand a year, which nobody would do, put it like into a simple savings account.
Yeah.
So your interest on that.
I mean,
alone.
There are people that, you know, you think about people scraping by to pay their rent. It's like, you know, $500 a month, $600, $700 a month, you know. And somebody out there has $8 billion. Why? Why do we allow that?
$100 billion.
Oh. And why do we allow that?
And we just gave the top, all these people, more tax breaks.
I don't understand, like, if you have $500 million...
That's why you can't.
Why?
I don't know how they can explain this trickle down. They can justify it.
They don't even. If you have $500 million and all of a sudden the next day you have $1 billion, does the comfort of your life change? Right. I mean, do you sleep on a softer mattress?
Right.
Are the blowjobs warmer?
Would any of these people taxed 15 to 20% more, how would they suffer?
They don't, and then they die. Right. They die with piles of money, and they leave it to their shitty kids who die with piles of money in their bank account.
And when was America great? When they talk about the wistful times, it was back in the 50s when the highest marginal and corporate tax rate was 90%. People like this, you make $100 billion. Or Bezos made $38 billion, would be taxed 90%. He's still making $300 and some million. He's going to be okay.
Fuck him.
He's going to be okay.
Yeah. Fuck Jeff Bezos' bank account. Fuck him. It's insane. It's bananas.
So, yeah, when they pull that shit, that
it's fucking nuts.
It's going to trickle down. Don't worry.
You tell people living in a tent. You tell all those people living in a tent. Remember on Vermont Avenue? In Los Angeles, people living in a fucking tent. You tell them about trickle down. Oh, God.
So congrats to the world's 500 richest people. Congratulations, everybody. You guys got so much richer. Looking forward to our checks as all that drizzles down.
You know, I knew this. I used to pass this homeless person. Was walking to some show in North Hollywood, and I would hear them asking for money. He's like, hey, can I get some change? I just want to buy a hamburger across the street. Guy wants to buy a fucking hamburger across the street. Meanwhile, these dickhead fucking oligarchs are being buried with billions of fucking dollars when they croak. Ugh. It's nuts. How do you vote GOP and you don't, and you're not one of these oligarchs?
And they make sure that all that money goes to their parasitic crotch spawn, who are
shitty kids,
more worthless than they.
Oh my God. What about that fucking Hilton that got thrown out of a plane for assaulting someone?
A couple of times he's been arrested for bullshit. And that time on the train, he said, I don't care. My dad can pay his lawyers millions to get me out of this.
And
there you go.
He's right.
And that's what's happened.
Yeah. Right. Oh my God, you idiots. You idiots that vote GOP and you're fucking bamboozled by this Jesus shit. It doesn't exist, this religion. There's no God. There's no Jesus. Get over that and quit voting for these GOP fucknuts.
I don't care if you believe in your Jesus, but don't legislate by it.
They are, though. Well, they are. That is the only reason poor people vote GOP. That's the only fucking reason.
Well, and they hate black people.
There's the racism.
Don't forget that.
Oh, my God. Get over yourselves, you ignorant morons. Look at this. Somebody, all that money? There's no reason. Jeff Bezos is lucky the American people aren't informed and they're fucking stupid. Because they'd go to Home Depot and buy a shit ton of pitchforks and start marching to these fucking mansions and taking people's shit. Better be lucky they're ignorant, fuckface.
Meanwhile, there's a story now out from Newsweek. We were talking about Jared, and this is why these are all garbage people. I don't care if you think rich people are better than you. Please pour a nice big bowl of soup and just lay down face down in it. Your favorite soup, so at least you drown on something you like.
Or quit voting.
Or at the very least, sterilize yourself so we can kind of clean up the gene pool a little bit. Because if you're dumb enough to believe that these people are better than us, smarter than us,
right,
just because they're fucking rich, you are a fucking moronic asshole. And Jared Kushner, perfect fucking example. His father,
yes,
a crook, a felon, thrown in jail for fraud and shenaniganry. It's Jared Kushner. As slumlord. And here's a report out of Newsweek.
Yes.
That one of these buildings in Manhattan, owned by a presidential son-in-law / diaper stain.
Yes, the fucker of Ivanka.
Jared Kushner is infested with black mold, and the building's management is taking its goddamn sweet fucking time to fix it.
They don't give a shit. Hey, because what are those people going to do? Are they going to leave? Fuck no. They don't have anywhere to go.
One of the residents, Uta Winkler, says she's been waking up every morning in one of the buildings in the Kushner Village complex to fits of sneezes and congested sinusitis.
Right. From that fucking mole?
She carries an air purifier from room to room. She discovered a black mold infestation and said that it probably traces back to a construction accident in 2013 when contractors renovating the apartment above hers ruptured a pipe, sending 19,000 gallons of water down into her unit.
Oh,
it was gushing into my apartment like a fire hydrant, she said.
Right. Damn.
In the coming weeks, she found her bedroom ceiling collapsed.
Right.
She's suing seeking over $200,000 in damages. The company responded not by drying out the area, which would have prevented the mold, but all they did was patch the ceiling over the wet, over all the wet moisture and everything.
What? Why would you? God, that is ridiculous. That is fucking ridiculous.
She was forced out of her apartment for a week, but the management would only pay for two nights in a hotel.
So, okay, so that's five nights left. Where do they want her to stay?
In Manhattan.
In Manhattan!
Find a cheap hotel in Manhattan.
Well, she stayed in her car or with friends or some shit like that. Damn. This is who we elected? Trump?
Her bedroom set, all of her furniture was destroyed. $16,000 worth of damage she's never been reimbursed for. She started withholding her rent. She was like, fuck, I'm keeping my rent.
Yeah, what are you going to do? They're not listening.
Then they
to
turned around and sued her
right
for the unpaid rent. And she countersued, and now the results are, it's still going through the courts. But this is one of those things where you've got one person versus an evil corporation with millions and millions of dollars to pay evil lawyers. And they'll litigate the fuck out of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though they're 100% in the wrong, almost criminally. No, criminally in the wrong.
And they're going to end up fixed it.
They're going to end up winning or settling for tiny amounts on the dollar for this poor woman because she can't.
Right.
The attrition rate. She can't hang on.
Yeah.
And pay $500 an hour lawyers forever and ever. That these evil slum lords like the Kushners and like the fucking Trumps can.
You know, it's not surprising. None of this is shocking. I am not shocked in the least that Jared Kushner is an evil-ass fucking slumlord. Why would anybody be shocked? What kind of reputation does he have? Does the people he surrounds himself have? We elected these people and put them in the fucking White House. You dumb fucking idiots.
It says Newsweek, it's not the first time Kushner's company has been accused of neglect.
Yeah.
The same day that she filed her summons in 2016, Con Edison, the power company in New York, posted a notice on a row of buildings in the Kushner Village complex, notifying residents their power was being shut off because the real estate company had failed to pay.
But their rent bills. Probably includes utilities.
Oh, sure.
So why didn't they fucking pay?
Because they're rich. They don't have to. Fuck you.
Yeah.
That's the attitude.
But like, how do they even operate this? How do they even operate these apartments?
And it was like nothing. It's like, we regret to inform you. Here's the letter. We regret to notify you that because Kushner Village has not paid past due bills of $700.
That's it.
And 47 cents.
Oh, come on.
And a $525 security deposit. We will have to turn off service unless we receive payment by January 4th, 2017.
That means that, see, that's not, that's just mismanagement. That's whoever is in charge is a fuck up, or they're a fuck up.
It's probably for the outside lights and stuff like that, that is, you know, part of what's in the rent.
Yeah, but they saw the bill, they just set it aside and didn't think about it. They're shitty. That's who's running the White House.
Great management company, huh?
Jared, as soon as you're done fixing this mold problem, getting sued by your tenant, paying the power bill if you feel like it, when are you going to go to the Middle East and broker a peace
They
agreement?
Really don't. They don't think they have to pay. I mean, it's really...
It's insanity.
Right.
This dickhead, Jared Kushner, was supposed to bring peace to the Middle East.
Sure. The Palestinians are like, if the Americans are involved, we're not talking.
Why would you?
Right.
Why the fuck would you? You haven't done any. You haven't done us any favors. Trump says one thing, United shush, and then everybody starts bombing. What a fucking dick.
So these people just need to be in fucking jail, and we need to change our laws. People being protected from criminal charges by corporations is fucking bullshit.
Oh yeah,
Kushners should be in jail for this. There should be a Kushner rotting in fucking jail for this.
I don't understand. They could have repaired the shit, dried it out, the new drywall, so they patched it up. It just means they hire shitty fucking contractors. Nobody's paying attention at the office when the bills come in. They just suck.
Sure.
They just fucking suck. Why would you... You know, and Jared Kushner, you see him with Ivanka and shit. He's dressed to the fucking nines. He looks like he has his shit going on. He's got the haircut, all the stylish little accessories, the fucking douchebag, sleeveless fucking fleece. All yuppified and shit. You know what? It's all bullshit. He is a bag of fucking garbage.
Yeah,
he's human
are.
Shit. And his fucking wife, Ivanka, tweets out her New Year's resolution.
Oh, I've just opened that up.
Oh, yeah? God. Infuriating.
She tweeted a story that said, here's why sleep deprivation is toxic and will eventually kill you. And she said, New Year's resolution, sleep more.
Then sleep more, you dumbass.
I'm so busy walking around. I've got businesses to run in other countries and make sure that they're keeping those children working.
Oh, yeah. Listen, Ivanka, I'm going to say you probably get plenty of sleep, you asshole. I'm sure. I want to see somebody find out how much time she sleeps. There are people with kids. They work three fucking shifts, probably. You see people running around to 18 different fucking jobs. Right. They're sleep deprived. Then they go to bed, you worry about paying the rent when you wake up. What does she worry about when her fucking head hits a pillow? Nothing.
Never has. One instant of her life she had to worry.
Why did we vote for these idiots? What is your problem? These people suck. They suck.
It's decades of brainwashing that greed is good.
Yeah, you know, Robin Leach, I used to watch your show, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. I enjoyed it. But I realize now that it's poison for this fucking country. It is poison to fucking idolize these rich fuckers.
Champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
None of that exists. None of that shit exists.
Right. There's a. I shared a meme on our Facebook.
Meme.
It was a bunch of toothless rednecks celebrating about something. And somebody had put on it... Trump's tax cuts passed. We gonna be rich.
Oh, my God.
And that's really what they think. They're convinced that you get the right scratch off.
Yeah.
You're gonna be the next Trump.
Right. Oh, it's just fucking shit. It's shit.
Nothing to do with people, I don't know, making the American dream in the 50s was you could put in your 40 hours a week and have a car and a house and support a family and put your kids in school. Maybe go on a vacation once in a while.
Right. Yeah. I, the American dream shouldn't be that all these people get more fucking money.
Now the American dream is champagne wishes, caviar dreams, because the really rich people don't want to pay for the middle class to have a life like that.
And they brainwash people.
Right.
They make people think that if you work hard, you could be Jeff Bezos. That is not fucking true.
It's a race to the bottom.
That
and
is not true.
Thanks to capitalism. Evil crony capitalism.
Nobody's going to be Jeff Bezos but Jeff Bezos. Because you know what? Jeff Bezos has all the money. And you think Jeff Bezos wants to give you his money? Fuck no. Those rich people don't want you in the fucking club.
And he had a good idea, and he lucked out.
He shouldn't have.
I watch Shark Tank. Those people aren't any evil geniuses more than they've just got a whole big pile of money they're sitting on.
Right.
And you can't tell me that they're business geniuses. Ugh. Like fucking Trump. We know that if he would have just put it in an index fund, he'd be five times richer right now. But all the decisions he's made in his life, he's fucked up. And been bailed out, and possibly the last time, by Russian banks.
Yeah.
And the mob.
Yeah, those Shark Tank people, listen, I know, I guess they're self-made or whatever. But when they get in there and they start telling people their story and how to do their business and start acting like they're fucking know-it-alls and shit, I'm like, fuck off, oligarchs. Fuck off. You work the system.
Well, right. And you work the fucking
system. Yes.
And you got lucky. You had the right idea at the right time, or you were in the right... tech bubble, Mr. Mark Cuban, at the right time.
And you're fucking lucky that the American people are fucking hypnotized right. by Jesus and racism and all kinds of bullshit. Otherwise, people would be marching to your fucking castles and taking your fucking shit, motherfuckers.
And it's all just gambling, and they've rigged the system to make sure that they're taken care of,
yeah.
even if they lose. Privatize the profits, socialize the yes. losses.
How is that a thing?
Because they're in charge.
That's crap.
And the
oh
Republicans right now are the ones who are running rampant representing them, not representing us. The assholes of Congress, the Republicans right now represent those 500 top billionaires. That's who they yeah. represent.
The donors.
Right.
They made that case even. They're like, they didn't. That's why there were no hearings, right? That's why they made that evil ass tax bill in the cloakroom.
Right.
Mitch the bitch.
And now they're still trying to sell it.
Why? They signed the fucking thing. What's the big deal? They got what they wanted. Why are they trying to sell it? Because they're worried that the Democrats are going to use it to fuck them in the ass in the next right. elections. You better fuck them hard, fucking Democrats. God damn. We should expect a lot from our progressives. We fucking should. Because this is crap.
The longtime San Antonio Spurs coach,
yes,
Greg Popovich. I wonder if he's a relative. I've got cousins that are Popovich.
Oh, that guy says some awesome shit every now and then, right?
Yeah, well, now he said that he is more worried about giving money than making it. That's his reason that he is prioritizing his charitable contributions. He goes, we're rich as hell. We don't need it all, and other people need it.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with you? You mean you're going to give it to someone who's not working?
Yeah. Good for this guy.
Some takers laying back watching television?
God, I'm just raging. I'm just thinking about those little fucking assholes on Shark Tank. And they say, oh, you know, I don't want 5%. I want 25% of your country, your company. My money's worth this much. Fuck you. Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, I don't know if I can watch that show anymore.
And the only reason is because they think they're going to be able to suck more life and value out yes. of that country, out of that company, and do fuck all for it. They're going to send. You think Mark Cuban's going to go hang with that guy and show him how to improve his business? No, he's going to send a toady or two.
You know what Shark Tank is? Shark Tank is goddamn good PR for the rich oligarchs in this fucking country. For some,
well, it is. It's because it is
scared,
a problem. Yeah,
because they're fucking scared. Because they know that if America could wise it up and get their fucking nose out of Jesus's asshole, we would say, like, what? Why are we letting these rich people have all the money? Let's go take their shit, guys. Fuck this.
Right.
This is fucking bananas. We live in a bananas world.
Banana Republicans.
Yeah.
Especially. And,
guys,
you know,
it's crazy.
A pretty decent handful of Democrats, too. It's really frustrating because I think I'm one of those that believes the message from the Democrats needs to be full Bernie, if not more liberal.
Yeah.
And so many idiots out there are like, well, no, we can't. It's you have to be a centrist.
No, for what?
Right.
Why? We gotta cure this fucking religion bullshit that's killing us.
Well, and we've been dragged so far to the fascist, greedy right
yeah.
that centrist right now is a half step from goose stepping.
Right.
Centrist. Fuck yeah. you, centrist.
Whew.
So kudos to Greg Popovich,
yes.
the coach of the Spurs, who was like, well, we're rich as hell. We don't need it.
You know,
imagine any of these other. Imagine a Trump saying that.
He wouldn't. He couldn't.
Any Trump.
They would fucking sell. They would blow.
I don't
a
need
gasket.
All this money. What?
God, please, Mueller, fucking find something on these dick bags.
And you know, we're happy Ivanka's getting more sleep in the upcoming year.
More sleep. That's all she can say. What a loser. God, Ivanka, you're a fucking loser. She waddles over there to India to talk about being an entrepreneur. Oh my God, she pays garment
workers
$4.50 a day.
Entrepreneur.
Hey, you know how you'd be an entrepreneur? Inherit a shit ton of money.
Yeah, I'd be a great fucking entrepreneur if my dad was gonna bankroll my $1 million stupid shitty business.
And then take all your money, go to India, pay your workers $4.50 a fucking day, and turn out some shitty clothes. Bam.
Which is why we think the inheritance tax should be up there for really rich people. Because they didn't earn that. I'm sorry, Ivanka. I'm sorry, Don Jr. I'm sorry, Barracuda Face. You guys did not, and Tiffany, whatever. She's probably not even in the will. But you guys did not earn fuck all of that.
Who's Tiffany?
Which one is that?
I guarantee you, if you went to Trump and you said, hey, how's Tiffany? He would be like, the singer of my daughter.
The store?
Tiffany's.
Ivanka loves that store.
Your daughter, dickhead.
Let's infuriate Ryan even more.
This show, it got, fuck you oligarchs.
Well, right. And it can't last. There are many who believe that we are in the end times of capitalism right now, the way it's practiced, that it just cannot sustain, that eventually people are going to notice the Koch brothers and George Soros and all of the billion zillionaires skipping around on their giant boats while more and more and more are starving. And it's the working poor. That's what these assholes don't acknowledge. And if you try to tell them, what about the people that are working two or three jobs? Well, they should work smarter, work better. Why don't you go to school and learn how to make more money? How do you go to school, you absolute fuck, when you're trying to support a child?
And you have a kid.
Right. And the government won't say, hey, we'll help you with health with childcare. What do you mean? I'm not paying for some brown person's child.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
You made him have it.
I need another blanket for my boat.
You made him have the fucking kid because of your bullshit Jesus shit.
I want a custom shuffleboard set. How am I going to afford that?
And these bastards at Hobby Lobby don't want to pay fucking birth control.
Fuck them. Yeah. That's other religious bullshit issues.
Oh, my God. We should be running through the streets losing our fucking mind. Fuck these dickbags.
This was, I just saw this today. It was shared on the Twitters, but it was from a month or so ago.
Yeah.
About a new study that an estimated, according to the American Journal of Public Health, Public Health put out a study that they estimate 3 million Americans.
Yes.
Are carrying a loaded handgun on their person every day.
Why?
Carrying loaded every day.
What if it falls out of your pants? Don't most people just stick their gun in their waistband and go about their fucking business? That's so fucked up.
The objectives of the study was to determine the frequency of loaded handgun carrying among U.S. adult handgun owners. To characterize those who carry and to examine concealed carrying by state concealed carry laws. Researchers also found that 9 million Americans say they carry about once a month.
Once a month?
What are you doing once a month that you have to?
Where are you going?
Well, right.
Don't go there. If you're going somewhere where you think there's a good chance you might get shot, I mean, why? Why are you going there? I mean, what's up? What's your deal?
People in the category are disproportionately likely to be, wait for it.
Yes.
Conservative men ranging in age from 18 to 25, 29, and living in the South.
Yay. 18
to 29.
Right.
Living in the South.
You may
conservative.
I'm going to take the dog out.
She's scratching on the door.
I'm going to take the dog outside to go to the bathroom. I'm not even going to bring a gun.
We don't
what
have
do
an
you think
intern.
About that?
And we're not billionaires, so we don't have people to take the dog out.
I'm not strapped. I'm going outside.
You have to go out.
She might have to take a big old dump.
Tell the audience I'm not bringing a gun.
She's taking a Trump.
I'm not bringing a gun.
And then wiping her Ivanka. The violent crimes, meanwhile, have been steadily dropping despite what Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III, what Donald J. Trump, and what all the screaming ninnies are trying to tell you. Oh my God, what about crime? We have to worry about crime. Even though it's been going down. The trend has been violent crime going down. And they'll be thrilled to bring up Chicago. They'll be thrilled to bring up single cases, which is what the Republicans do. They bring up one example of something. What about all the voter fraud? We found a guy. Therefore, we have to pass a law that disenfranchises people nationwide just because we found a guy who may have cheated on and voted twice or something like that. There's no voter fraud. There's no violent crime soaring, despite what these assholes say. And I think even the amount of violence against the police is down, even though you would swear that the cops are under siege, the cops are being attacked left and right. That ain't true. There you go. A study that showed that 3 mil a day are carrying, 9 mil carry once a month.
Perfect, man.
Despite the fact that violent crime is down.
they would say that's why it's down. Because I'm carrying. It's a deterrent. Everybody knows. But they would be stupid.
I've got another. Did she?
She peed.
Oh, she peed. Well, thank you, Kate. Thanks for taking her out. I've got another gunny story.
Great.
This is, and this is again. I don't know how you explain this. How you would ask your conservative friends to explain this one?
God.
A video released today by the Islamic State.
Okay,
you may have heard of them.
Right.
The ISIS, they've got it's a one-legged fighter identified by the group as an American who speaks with an American accent in the video.
One leg? Guy's got one leg?
Apparently. He calls for an attack on Muslims and calls for Muslims in the United States to, quote, take advantage of the country's gun laws to obtain as many big slinging guns as you can and go out and kill Americans.
And this is a guy with one leg telling me this, telling Muslims this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
On the ISIS, I'm just making a point that they must have. Are they Americans with disabilities?
I don't know. They apparently have a equal opportunity program, right, with ISIS.
I didn't know that.
The fighter identified by the nom de guerre Abu Salih al-Amriki, wearing fatigues, has a holstered pistol.
Great.
Was published by a propaganda wing of the Islamic State in the video. Speaks in English, which sounds like a New York accent.
Okay.
He says, take advantage of the fact that you can easily obtain a rifle or a pistol in America.
God damn.
Spray the kuffar, which are infidels.
Okay.
With bullets. So that their fear of the Muslims rises and they continue to reveal their hatred towards Islam. So he's even giving the secret menu or the secret plan.
Yeah, yeah.
Get them to hate us more. Yeah, and what does Trump do? What do conservatives do?
They fucking do.
They
that.
Try to make us hate them.
Absolutely.
More. They try to put up giant Muslim bug zappers over the country. Don't know Muslims allowed in.
And then we're idiot, fat, lazy, stupid, redneck fuck dicks walking around with these fucking guns. We got guns everywhere. Right. They're like, hey, steal their guns. They're stupid, drunk idiots. Take their guns. Go order some guns from a gun show. You don't even need a background check. Didn't we have a Congress that didn't want to keep people that were on the no-fly list from buying guns? We were worried about their gun rights.
Right.
We were worried about people's gun rights that were on the no-fly list.
And it's funny, they want felons. They want felons to be able to get guns, except they weren't too happy about it when people in Alabama were helping the former felons figure out a way that when they changed the law in Alabama,
right,
to get the felons there to be able to register to vote.
Yeah.
They didn't like that because guess what? There's a lot of brown people.
Oh, shit.
That had been released from jail on stupid drug charges.
Let me, you know, this is from our show so far. We got, by the way, thanks for listening. We got about 45 minutes left for old episodes of this show. Past episodes, go to crabdiving.com, go to Stitcher, go to iTunes. Here's how I understand our country. We only care about fetuses. We hate people of color. We hate gay people. We love guns. And we love giving all of our money to rich oligarchs who aren't going to do anything with it but die.
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere. And humans are turning on everywhere.
That's who we are.
Sure.
That is exactly who the fuck we are. We're disgusting.
The Abu Salih al-Amriki also said he called Trump a dog of Rome.
Whatever that fucking means.
It means he's, they're big. ISIS said that they knew that the caliphate would succeed once they take Rome. They take the Pope.
Yeah,
they take down the big evil. You know, they need a bad guy, too.
God, I hate religion so much.
He said, you entered into the White House on the back of your crusader rhetoric, which the fake media has pressured you to tone down.
Oh, God.
But they want Trump. In other words, he's saying more, more. Please fire up your ninny base. Keep going. We like that. ISIS likes that. It helps us recruit. Yeah. And we've said that before. They used a Trump speech for a recruiting fucking video for ISIS. And you can't tell the dummies of the conservatives that we need to not blame entire religion on it, because you're pissing off people and you're radicalizing people who wouldn't normally, because they're being demonized in their own fucking country now. Because I don't know, the wife wears a hijab
thing, you know. It's like when Trump isn't trying to make the world worse, he just makes the world worse because he's stupid as fuck. But then other times he has, I feel like he does things that where he wants to make the world worse. It's like Anna Navarro said it on CNN. She's right. She feels better when that motherfucker's golfing. I do too. Golf more, Trump, please.
Right.
Everybody, stop giving this dickhead shit about golfing. Please. I'll stop. I think it's good. Otherwise, he's in the White House, little fucking orange stubby fingers making the world worse. Recruiting for ISIS. That's what our president does.
And ISIS saying, hey, the gun laws in America, you can buy as much as you want. Go buy shit and kill some infidels.
God damn, go to Walmart. They got guns there.
And then somebody, some kid who was born here to Muslim parents is now being tortured and bullied in school for being a Muslim, goes online and finds videos that radicalize him. And he goes out and buys a gun legally, kills some people. The Republicans want a wall.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
They want a Muslim ban, which... They are radicalized here. These people that have some of these people that
when Schindler said we gotta fucking ban all Muslims until we figure out what the hell is
going
on.
And you don't know
on?
What? You don't know. He really wants to ban all Muslims because you can't ban countries.
Yeah,
because the countries that are on his stupid fucking ban list, none of the terrorists that have terrorized us have come from any of those countries.
Some idiot.
Why isn't Saudi Arabia? I think about. A few people flew some planes into buildings about 16 years ago or so.
Well, they're rich as fuck.
That were all from fucking Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, and guess what? There's a big-ass plastics plant somewhere in Texas that's being built. I think it's a Saudi company building a giant fucking...
Oh, well, yeah.
Shitting plastic into the fucking water.
I love the Saudis. I curtsy to them.
Yeah, dude. I don't know what's up with that, and what's up with the crystal ball and the sword and all the fucking weird shit.
Yeah.
You fuckhead.
So that's what's going on there with the ISIS recruiting. Thanks, Don. Republicans exacerbating it in our gun culture.
So what happens is the American public, we just get poorer and poorer. And when we're on our way to our fifth job of the fucking day or whatever on a subway or a train, ISIS comes along and bombs a thing, and then we get burnt to death. Yay. Fucking yay.
Yay.
What the fuck did you guys vote for?
But we should have had a wall.
Oh, my God.
If we would have had that wall over Mexico, that guy could have never flown in from Luxembourg. That's the logic.
Yes.
That's the logic.
But Meek and Joe, why didn't you take Trump to task when you had him interviewed? What, Jimmy Fallon, why did you humanize this guy? CNN, why did you suck his dick so he'd show up on your fucking television show? Why didn't we take this fucking Hitler-esque dickhead seriously? He showed us who he was. He said
this
he
is a human. This is what we look like. Surprised. This is what we act
Holy
like.
Fuck. All right.
Yeah, well, Trump humans.
Yeah.
That is what you look like and what you act like.
God damn. Fuck you fucking conservative dickheads. Ugh.
Oh, God, there's a, I just saw a thing about an alligator they found in wandering around Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile.
Great. Hey, by the way, on our Facebook, go to facebook.com/crabdiving. I threw up the list of the, list of the top, whatever things that were found in your ass that people showed up to the emergency
so
room.
Gross.
I put that up every year, so it's funny. It's mainly the batteries made a pretty strong showing.
I see.
Spread across many different sizes, all the way double.
What are they trying to power?
I don't know. That's what's missing. They don't do the why. It's just a list of things. Because I don't know that you can't really explain to me why you'd want to put a AAA battery in your asshole. There's not going to be a satisfying explanation outside of mental illness or you're drunk. It's probably you're drunk.
So there's another report from the Associated Press.
Oh, wee.
Fake news. You're fake news.
Mm-hmm.
That our president.
Yes.
Our embarrassment in chief.
Right.
I don't get this, but I think they explain the logic. Trump, for some reason, blamed Jeff Sessions.
Okay.
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III. I don't know why they mm-hmm. think I'm a racist. It must be my name.
I just saw him in a movie. He was really good. He was in The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings. He plays that guy who says precious all the time.
He's one of the evil house elves from the Harry Potters.
Right.
He blamed Jeff Sessions for losing the Senate seat in Alabama.
Oh, my God. Why is it Jeff Sessions' fault?
Apparently, Jeff Sessions, he's pissed that he made Jeff Sessions the attorney general because Jeff Sessions then went and recused himself from the Russia thing. So why should I put you in there in the first place if you're not going to make the Russia thing go away?
So they're saying he would have been that senator and they wouldn't have had this. They wouldn't have had to
apparently,
elect.
Apparently, well, I would have never put you there and we wouldn't have lost that seat.
He's not wrong.
But that's the dumbest logic, of course.
It is. It is dumb, but, you know, if you're evil ass Trump. God, if I was Trump, and you. That is kind of weird. Why did Jeff Sessions do the right thing? It doesn't make. It doesn't make any sense.
The hood wearing corrupt fuck from Alabama do the right thing?
I'm talking about the right thing for Trump. I mean, why wouldn't he go along with the plan? Why did he recuse himself? It doesn't make any fucking sense.
There was too much. Because he perjured himself. And he was then in the hot seat. So yeah. The only way to really get out of it was to recuse himself.
But he's still in it, isn't he? I mean, isn't he still in trouble? Maybe. This is weird.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Trump placed the blame on Sessions.
That's just amazing.
For Republicans losing the seat because his departure from the Senate to Trump's cabinet had caused a special election. Trump nominated him. Ah! Trump picked him.
That is funny.
But because Sessions didn't fall into line and or onto his knees, I should say.
Ooh, yes.
To fillet the commander in chief.
Right.
Trump is pissed off and it's like, we would have never lost that if you hadn't have agreed to be attorney general.
You know, Trump, I mean, I kind of get where you're coming from. It is weird that Jeff Sessions would just wouldn't be do the wrong thing, you know, just wouldn't continue to be right. Shitty and slimy. That was my point.
And then
not that he did the right thing. You know what I mean? I just don't understand. It is odd that he recused himself.
And then Trump has. In another gift wrapped to the Mueller team looking for obstruction. Remember, Trump said in July he wouldn't have appointed Sessions if he knew he was going to recuse himself.
What? That's insane. That's like saying, listen, during my presidency, some really bad shit's going to go down and you're probably going to have to recuse yourself, but I'm hoping you don't. And if you do, I'm going to be disappointed. God, this is bananas, right? I mean, does that sound nuts?
President Trump said on Wednesday that he would not have picked Jeff Sessions as his attorney general had he known Sessions would recuse himself from the investigations into Russian election meddling. That Sessions would recuse himself from over...
I thought this was Trump saying it. This is, I don't know
who
this is.
Who the fuck is that guy?
This is over at the Hill.
It sounds like male Siri on Xanax. Jesus Christ. Whoever that is reading that...
It was a... New York Times interview. Yes. Trump said that Sessions should have been or recusing himself from overseeing the probe into the Russian meddling.
Ooh, yes.
When he recused himself, Trump said, "It's very unfair to the president." Quote, Sessions should have never recused himself. And if he was going to recuse himself, he should have told me before he took the job and I would have picked somebody else.
How would he know? What the?
That's obstruction
right.
of justice. Ugh. I wouldn't have put you there if you couldn't have gone in and pissed out the flames of this Russian investigation.
That is someone who is used to dealing with fucking mob bullshit.
That is
organized crime talk. That sounds like something Tony Soprano would say to his fucking concierge.
But he told the New York Times.
Why the fuck would he do that?
And then, he told Lester Holt.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got rid of Comey because I was looking at that Russia thing.
Russia, you even said Russia. You said Russia! What a dingbat. What a dingbat.
How do you take a job and then recuse yourself? He said. If he would have recused himself before the job, I would have said, thanks, Jeff, but I'm not going to take you.
How do you? Okay.
It's extremely unfair. And right. That's a mild word to the president.
Whoa. Wow. How do you run for president and then collude with the Russians during the campaign? I mean, how do you do that? I don't know. Maybe that's a question worth asking.
Very unfair to me.
That's crazy. Why didn't you just ask Trump? Why didn't you think about it? Say, listen, Jeff, just so you know, my shitbag slumlord of a son-in-law with my useless fucking daughter, he's going to help me run my campaign. He's going to collude with the Russians. And when the shit hits the fan, don't recuse yourself. That's what he should have asked Sessions, I guess.
And he's, and Trump was,
Oh, fuck, that's insane.
Yeah, I mean, Trump has said, he's admitted.
Right.
To obstruction of justice.
What are we waiting
on? I would
not
have put you there if you... But that's the thing that he was upset about, was recusing from Russia. So he felt that if Sessions would have said, look, you know, I was on your campaign, so I'm going to have to recuse myself if you make me attorney general. I'm not hiring you.
Right.
What does that tell you? He's qualified in every other thing,
yes.
Except he's going to recuse from Russia.
Well,
so now you're useless to me.
It's bananas, man. It's fucked up.
And now he's blaming Sessions. If you would have been loyal in the first place, if you would have told me you were going to be disloyal, I wouldn't have hired you, and we wouldn't lost that fucking seat.
I mean, there is this. I mean, Trump.
Trumpian logic.
Right. Listen, Trump. I mean, there is this. I mean, Sessions probably recused himself because he had no choice.
Right.
To, I mean,
right.
If there is a way he could have done this without recusing himself, that slimy little Gollum fucknut would have surely done it. Right. If he had a way to do it, he would totally fucking do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
He would recuse himself. He wouldn't have recused himself. I'm just saying, if Sessions could have been, I don't know what I'm saying. Who fucking cares? It's ridiculous. Fuck you for voting for Trump. If you're listening, podcast and you voted for Trump, stop. I don't want you to listen.
In interesting news, just download it. You don't have to listen.
Ugh.
Yeah,
that's true.
Interesting news. I don't think we've talked about this guy because you know we only got 2 hours a day, and the Republicans are in ginormous ass bags.
We do a show 2 hours a day, and there's not enough time to cover just how shitty this fucking president is and the GOP
and his minions. Yeah,
amazing.
So there was a guy. There is a guy who is trying to primary Speaker of the House Eddie Monster.
What a dickhead.
Paul Ryan, the Ayn Rand, who's firmly attached to Ayn Rand's nasty, saggy old dugs.
Yeah, and he is able to find time to work out all the time, too. It's something else. I don't get that.
He is this guy that's challenging
Boo.
Paul Ryan has been backed by Steve Bannon.
Okay.
You know, he hates the deep state. He thinks that Paul Ryan is a big old deep stater. and the guy's name is Nealon. What's his first name?
This dickhead thinks the deep state's in operation and Obama's fucking pulling the strings or something for some fucking fuck bunker or
Paul
something.
Nealon.
Okay.
Is a lunatic.
Cool.
Republican in Wisconsin.
Fuck you.
A far right activist.
God, what does that mean?
Has been.
It's a far right activist to me is an odd thing because, like, if you're a liberal activist, I get it, right? You march for women's reproductive rights. You march against racism. You march for the rights of gay people, for immigrants, the undocumented. If you're an activist on the right, like, what are you doing? You sitting, you know, Planned Parenthood screaming at women as they go in to get
sure
medical care?
Lobbying.
What are you fighting sure. for? Hate?
Yes.
It's insane. Stupid.
So this Paul Nealon yes. toad has been quite colorful on the Twitter.
Ooh.
Getting into battles with people, whipping out the word snowflake, you know, stuff like that.
Fuck
typical
you.
Breitbartian right wing ass baggery.
Yes.
He even had a, it was a few days ago, there was a, he put out a kind of a racist-y meme.
Racial.
It was, he tweeted an illustration showing three Christian crosses with signs reading, "It's okay to be white," and then one says, "No, it's not," or something like that. And he tweeted, "It's okay to be white."
Okay. See, it's some dickhead. He's making a point.
Hashtag, "It's okay to be white," which means, of course it's okay to be white. It's okay to be black. It's okay to be brown. But that's one of those things that's a dog whistle to the tiki torch wavers,
absolutely.
To the Nazis, to the white supremacists, to the KKKers.
We're victims.
To all of them to
yes.
say that he's not saying it's okay to be white. He's saying it's okay to think white people are better than other people. That's
right.
what he is saying.
Yeah.
And then, but they have that plausible deniability. They build that in there where they say, well, but that's not what I'm talking about at all. You're racist for bringing it up. What's wrong with me being proud of my heritage? Is it not okay to be white?
You know what you say to that? Yeah, it's fine to be white, But don't be a racist fucking piece of shit. Well, but we know what you're doing. Bigot.
Right. Well, I'm not.
No.
You're being racist. You're in. Right. You're inferring that. The wrong thing. But we all know.
Right. Stupid. These guys are morons.
Even right-wing garbage like Ben Shapiro and Eric Erickson tweeted this guy. And Ben Shapiro said, you know, Jesus was a Middle Eastern Jew. Meaning Jesus was brown.
Right.
Eric Erickson said, so how long does this racist piece of garbage's blue check mark last?
Yeah, that's a good fucking point. Twitter needs to take some fucking responsibility, right? Give these fucking ass bags and goddamn platform.
Earlier this month, Paul Nealon didn't even bother with a meme. He just tweeted, it's okay to be white.
What?
Again. This is how these crypto fascists work. They then say, well, what are you talking about? I'm not being racist. You're inferring that. You're the racist for inferring that. It is okay to be white.
Yes.
But you're not saying it's okay to be white. When you say it's okay to be white, all of your tiki torch wavers and your racists get hard.
Right.
And they say, look, this is one of us who thinks white people are better than everybody else.
Yeah, it's a dog whistle to your fucking minions.
Right.
And and these are the same people that you just can't explain Black Lives Matter.
Well, now, inexplicably.
Yes.
Former White House Chief Strat. And by the way, this guy apparently was suckling from the meth sores off of Bannon's moves.
Yummy.
Now Bannon's cut ties.
Oh my God.
Bannon rode the bucking horse of a child predator till the end.
Till the very fucking end.
Doubled down, tripled down on Roy Cunting Moore.
And now he's done with this guy?
And this guy, I think Bannon might have learned his lesson. And Bannon's like, they're now cutting ties with controversial far-right activist who was challenging Speaker Paul Ryan.
What the fuck is wrong with Wisconsin, man, guys? God damn.
A Bannon advisor said, Paul Nealon's dead to us.
No.
Another Breitbart editor said, we don't support him. He has disqualified himself.
I mean, he's disqualified himself just because he appeared crazy, right? I mean, that's the problem. It's not like they disagree with the fucking guy.
Breitbart editor, well, right, he's daring to say stuff out loud.
Yeah, he's saying things that they all believe.
Of course.
God.
But they're finding out that it doesn't help them. Like, Bannon's whole thing is, we get to say what we believe. We don't have to be PC, right?
Oh,
we don't
have
to be PC.
Fuck you.
That's how this ass bag Nealon talks. You just want me to be PC.
So, replace PC with minimally nice.
Human. Yeah.
Be minimally fucking nice.
Or minimally not asshole-y. You don't even have to be nice. Be neutral.
Right.
Joel Pollack, who's a Breitbart editor, tweeted, we don't support Nealon. Haven't covered him in months. I had no real idea of his recent anti-Semitic statements.
Yes.
But since have looked into it and responded, he has disqualified himself.
Damn.
Nealon, the meme that he tweeted on Saturday originated on 4chan.
That's who these fucking guys are, man. They're these fucking dirtbag racists. They have to exist on fucking 4chan.
Then a couple days ago, or yesterday, Nealon tweeted that he's reading The Culture of Critique, which is a book about Jewish involvement in political movements considered by many to be anti-Semitic.
Oh, my God.
He's made controversial statements in the past. He told a New York Post columnist earlier this month that they should eat a bullet.
Jeez.
After the writer told him his brain needed nourishment. Nealon did challenge Paul Ryan last year and lost in a primary by 68 points.
Whoa. Damn. Shit. So Bannon was on board with this guy, though. Until he came out and said this shit.
I guess.
Wow.
I guess a little too racist and too blatantly anti-Semitic is even too much for Bannon. The Bannonites.
Funny. How funny. The Democrats are the corrupt party, right? They don't tolerate any of this fucking shit. You know what I mean? They just don't. I'm not going to tolerate any of this shit from anyone. It's crazy. From any of my elected representatives. And the Republicans, they have layers.
Right.
You know, you can be kind of racist. You can have policies that enforce racism. You can do voter suppression. That's fine. You know? You can't be crazy about it, I guess. You can't be, you know, up front.
So Paul Nealon. And, you know, if you go through his Twitter feed, he's really...
just a jackass. God,
yeah.
Fuck you. Go write for Breitbart or some bullshit like that. Well, you can't. Steve Bannon's falling out of love with you. Steve Bannon thinks you're too racist.
God, he tweeted... Paul Nealon tweeted his own quote. Hey, American Jews, I'm not putting Israel first or compromising pro-white interests for yours. But I will make sure the Islamists who want to murder you and annihilate Israel off the map are deported back to their homelands. That's something, right?
Oh, my God. That's something, right? Who the fuck is this guy? He was beaten by how many points by Paul Ryan? 60-some-odd points?
63 points.
But still, dude, that means some lunatics in Wisconsin voted for this dickhead.
And all, I mean, some of these comments are horrific. Right. There's so many.
Ugh.
Because you can see what it does.
Yeah.
His little dog whistles, scroll down to the responses to his tweets, and you see blatantly anti-Jewish,
God,
kill Jews type stuff.
I mean,
cartoons with that big-nosed guy wearing that big-nosed evil guy with the bad teeth,
right,
wearing the yarmulke, that horrible cartoon they
use. What do you think that does when we see people running for office with these shitty values, these racists? They just feel emboldened. They go out and do bad things. They'll say bad things. Man.
This guy says, it's funny how Jews think it's okay to put Israel first, but try and shit down anybody that wants to put their nation's interest first.
Wait a second. I thought right-wing nut jobs like the Jews in Israel.
This person says, silly goyim,
which is
white people.
Right.
That isn't how it works. Israel comes first also. We can't have pesky pro-white interests. That's racism. Sarcastically,
they're saying here.
This person hates the Jews.
Right. God. How vile. How fucking vile. Wait,
this is who you voted for, Republicans.
Right. Well, hey,
this
listen.
Is who you crawled into bed with.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you voted Trump.
Yeah.
BT dubs.
Hate crimes are up. I've read something about how Islamophobia is up in this country.
I just don't.
And if you couldn't vote Hillary... and you stayed home because you didn't like her, well then you're white privilege. Your white privilege is fucking you up.
Oh boy. Trump visited first responders at the West Palm Beach Firehouse.
Okay.
Today. Oh,
did
after,
he get to drive the fire truck?
After his round of golf.
And then what he does when he goes to places like that, he sits in the fire truck and blows the horn. He's like, woo-woo, look at me, mommy.
Right. And, of course, he took time to talk about how great he's doing.
Yes. Okay.
He tweeted, his first tweet of the day today.
Yeah.
Just left the, I apologize, the second tweet of the day.
Okay.
His first was anti-ISIS. I'll bet that has something to do with that story. I wonder if he saw that story about the American guy.
Oh, God.
The American
ISIS guy. Absolutely.
Recruiting off of Donald Trump.
Was it on Fox and Friends?
I don't know that one.
Yeah. Maybe not.
Yeah, because he's saying go after guns, they'll edit it. They'll say, we want you to take to the streets and kill all the infidels. They'll leave that part.
God, it's complicated,
and run
right?
it on a loop. This is very scary, everyone. Steve Doocy, here's the one-legged American ISIS guy telling him to do what you can and kill all the infidels. We edited out the part where it says it's really easy to buy guns.
Guys, we're against terrorism unless it conflicts with our gun rights.
Right.
That's crazy. That's insane. Nuts.
So 34 minutes ago, Trump tweeted, just left West Palm Beach Fire and Rescue Number 2. Met with great men and women as representatives of those who do so much for all of us. Firefighters, paramedics, first responders. What amazing people they are! Exclamation point.
Oh,
by the way.
Yes.
We are several days past Trump, or we're several days into radio silence from Trump.
Right.
On the capture of that guy who was planning a terrorist attack in San Francisco.
Muslim,
a converted Muslim.
Right.
A radicalized, actually a white dude who's been radicalized and converted to Islam in San Francisco. Was planning on, I don't know, getting a gun or killing a whole shitload of people down at a popular place in San Francisco. He was caught and thwarted. But because he was caught and thwarted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Donald Trump can't praise the FBI right now because he's busy shitting on them to try to blow a smokescreen over the whole Russian investigation.
That is fucking bananas.
And several reports I saw where people are saying collateral damage. They're using the word collateral damage, that it will hurt the reputation of our law enforcement, of our Department of Justice, and of our FBI. Because this liar and his horrible, evil minion sycophants. I'm looking at you, Matt Gaetz, you shit stain representative of crab diving in Snowflow. And the other craven whores.
Your
Jim Jordans.
Matt Gaetz couldn't vote for a bill against human trafficking, trying to curb human trafficking.
He was the one.
The one guy.
One person in all of Congress.
And by the way, Trump.
What was his reasoning?
Because it would establish a
panel.
A panel, and he's against any expansion of government.
Right.
You know, Trump going to these first responders, it's kind of rich, too, because he just passed a tax plan saying that cops are not allowed to deduct the cost of their uniform and any extra guns they have to buy from their taxes. They're not allowed to do that anymore. But they could before. But not with this new fucking tax bill. And he's going to first responders to shake hands and shit? Whatever. God.
You're 15 up. You know what we're talking about? Come on.
Come on.
That's great.
That's fine. It's just Trump.
Yay.
You do a fantastic job. Right. So we wanted to thank you very much, he said.
Yes.
And then, of course, took a moment to say, we took a big, beautiful ship that we're turning around and a lot of good things are happening.
Like what?
He went on to highlight the tax bill, and that there's a lot of legislation that he helped pass since taking office. I believe, and you would have to ask those folks who know the real answer, we have more legislation passed, including the record was Harry Truman a long time ago, and we broke that record, so we got a lot done.
Which
I believe, by the way, is untrue. I believe that Obama signed more legislation in his first year than Don the Con has so far.
Is he fudging it, saying like this tax legislation is so large that
it's the same,
or he's lying?
It's the same as the audience for his inauguration. It's just a lie.
It's bullshit.
He even says, you would have to ask the folks who know, I believe, and you would have to ask those folks who know the real answer.
Yes.
But I believe we've had more legislation passed. And then that goes down as fact to all the big fat white Trumpalos with their beaks open like birds in a nest waiting for some bird vomit to get drizzled into their mouths.
Baby bird me. God.
The president also called attention to the stock market hitting record a dozen times.
File that in. Who gives a shit? Who fucking cares?
Is that something you can all be proud of? You can all be proud of.
How? Why?
That makes you all look very smart, and your family say, boy, you're a great investor, right? I'm sure a lot of firemen and cops have deep portfolios.
Yeah. And again, you cut the fucking thing where cops can deduct the cost of their uniforms.
Again, he said that they're working on rebuilding the military that was depleted under Obama, which it wasn't.
It's not true.
It wasn't.
It's not true.
Now you're going to have the best military equipment and you'll be able to use it for the police force. Remember he reversed that decision?
Oh, yeah.
Where Obama said, look, I don't think these little podunk town police forces need to buy an anti-tank gun,
right,
or an armored vehicle that can stand IEDs.
Yeah, because when in Ferguson, you had all that shit
that showed up without provocation.
And it escalated.
Yes, it absolutely did.
Because people get freaked out when they see a tank rolling through their fucking neighborhood. It's weird.
One guy was like, I had a machine gun pointed at me.
Why?
I'm a peaceful protester. And there's an asshole on a tank in body armor pointing a machine gun at us.
Yeah, and not for nothing, cops. You're the people that killed Michael Brown. You killed him. Not those fucking protesters. One of yours killed that guy. And you're pointing machine guns at the people. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
So Trump can't do anything or go anywhere without self-flagellating himself.
No, he can't. He can't. And he can't drink water either without looking weird.
He's got to
suck his own dick.
I just want to tell everybody how great I'm doing. Now I'm going to let Orrin Hatch tell you how great I'm doing.
Oh, my God.
And now I'm going to let other people tell you how great I'm doing.
Was that really Orrin Hatch or was that the ghost of Orrin Hatch? Because it seemed barely human.
Who knows?
Barely human.
It's so gross.
It really is,
it's
man.
It's just I don't know if our country is going to come back from the irreparable harm that's been done to our reputation to
what are the fucking
the country in general is just.
Well, okay, so the guy that gets in office next time, what's he going to do with the State Department? Put people in it? I mean, really, because don't you generally inherit a State Department? You have people in there doing their jobs. Now we're going to have a president who operated on a skeleton of a State Department. Like, how do you pick up where somebody left off that wasn't doing anything?
Right.
I don't know if that makes any sense. Whatever.
Speaking of Tiffany.
Yes.
It looks like
step by step,
Tiffany and Ivanka.
Oh yes,
no. Tiffany is Tiffany Ariana Trump.
Okay,
at Tiffany A Trump on the Twitters.
Hey Tiffany, are you getting sleep, or are you like your sister? You need more of it. God.
International Business Times is saying that Twitter and Instagram were awash with people wishing their followers Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But one Merry Christmas wish that managed to stand out was from Tiffany and Ivanka Trump.
Yes.
The two women filmed themselves at their father, President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago.
Yay!
Tiffany posted a video of herself and Ivanka in bathing suits, basking in the sun, blowing kisses to the camera with Oh Holy Night playing in the background before Tiffany says, Merry Christmas.
Oh, fuck you. How do you like that?
Oh, God. And they're using a filter, too, that puts halos over both of their heads.
They don't have little deer antlers on or whatever's on Snapchat.
And there you go. You want to see it?
Yeah.
They're doing duck face. They're kissy kissy. And then Tiffany said, Merry Christmas.
I just saw Ivanka. She looks like she's getting plenty of fucking sleep. I don't see any bags under your fucking eyes. Stay up.
One of the top responses was, I hope my tax dollars aren't going to this mess.
This is is weak.
Narcissism at its finest, another person tweeted.
Absolutely.
Here's, look up vapid and superficial. You'll find this video.
Hey, ladies, take your fucking Merry Christmas and shove them up your ass. I'm not interested.
Lots of comparisons to Marie Antoinette. I'm quite pleased with the growing amount of French Revolution imagery I'm seeing on social media, because that means that people are figuring out that it's wealth. It's the rich greedsters that are fucking this country up.
They are rubbing it in our faces.
Right.
They're shoving it in our faces. Look at this, poor people. We just gave all our rich friends a lot more fucking money. You know what? Fuck you. Die.
We're getting a tax break. Merry Christmas.
Let them eat cake.
Exactly. Yep.
Garbage.
So there you go. The girls of Trump.
I don't know, guys. We're ruled by a bunch of fucking dickheads. Paul Ryan passing Mitch McConnell in secret doing a little tax thing. Oh, fuck you.
God, we didn't even get to this, but there's a traitor, Devin Nunes.
Well, fuck him.
Who, you know, a lot of this, there's some speculation going on. And, it's a little tinfoil hatty until we have corroboration. But it would make sense that, you know, the RNC was hacked also.
Yeah. Yes.
And Republicans were hacked also.
Right.
What have we seen of any of that?
Nothing.
Fuck all.
Nothing.
Why are all these Republicans suddenly standing up and defending Trump and shitting on Mueller?
Because they're scared.
So a bunch of people suspect that maybe some of these guys, like this Rooney shit stain, or our Matt Gaetz little diaper load here,
yes.
are... The Russia's got something on them.
They're dirty. Dude, this Mueller shit could come out and we're in a constitutional crisis.
Right. We could have dozens of officials that have been compromised at all levels, including the president.
Meanwhile, I got to listen to Ivanka say I'm going to get more sleep next year.
Because people
Fuck
are like,
you.
Well, why, you know, with all this evidence, how are Republicans trying to go after Mueller? Why don't they say, if there's nothing there,
right.
let him finish his investigation. Let him proclaim Trump.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to say, it's biased. Oh, it's evil. Before they were like, oh, he's fair. He's the best choice for the job.
Right.
Now he's biased and evil. And whatever he comes out with is going to be tainted and untrue.
You're right,
why
dude.
Are these? Why are these scumbags all of a sudden popping up and deciding that Mueller's the great evil? Could it be that the Russians have been making some phone calls? Hey, we got this video of you. We got this info on you. We know you cheated on your wife. Major rumors were out about that Jason Chaffetz, who finally scurried away,
ran
screaming, quit the Congress.
Give his foot.
That he was cheating on his wife.
Oh, yeah.
It was the stories that we heard.
Oh, my God. Is it worth the Republic, dickhead, that you're cheating on your wife? Who fucking cares? God.
We got to go.
Scumbags.
Oh, we gotta go quickly. Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some comedy. Go to his Instagram, his Twitter at RatedRComedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back with more
I'm
of this bullshit tomorrow.
I'm
gird your loins.
Viva
I'm gonna eat
La
your cerebral cortex
song.
Last. Because I've got
Thank
power.
You for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.